Steve?
Brian?
Tom?
Tom?
Can you guys hear each other?
Tom's pretty quiet, but I can hear him.
Oh, maybe Tom's got to speak up.
How's it going?
I'll speak up louder.
Hey, it's all right.
Wow.
Oh, what's going on over there?
Lots of voices.
I'm in the hallway.
Oh, my goodness.
Where, which hallway?
Right outside your door.
Oh, no. Oh, man. I just woke up.
It's fine.
Go away.
Is there like a fight going on? What's going on over there?
My coworkers. They're all going to lunch right now, even though we all had lunch in the conference room.
Micro workers? They're very small.
They're the ones that fit inside the work truck style micro machine.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Do they have magnetic feet like Starcom? Remember Starcom?
Starcom?
Steve doesn't remember Starcom.
Well, I know, and I didn't have micro machines either. My mom thought I'd lose them because I lost everything. Yeah.
In your butt.
I had bulky toys.
What was the series that I can never think of it? Maybe you've already told me like 8 times, Brian, because of your perfect memory for popular culture things like this. The series with the toys that would form up like the Day-Glow colored strings. They were supposed to be like planes and stuff, but they wound up being like ski lifts.
What?
You know this? You know what I'm talking about?
I don't think I do.
They all had it looked like a plane, and it would have a hook with a wheel on it, and you would latch onto a string that you tied between two things, and that made it like fly with big air quotes around the word fly.
Right. Yeah, that does ring a bell. I think.
And in the cartoon, they were like lasers that they slid on, but then
laser riders. No, I don't know what this is called. definitely sounds familiar. I think that maybe a friend of mine got one for his birthday or something, and that's maybe the only time I ever saw it.
I think my brother had one.
Steve only ever had Food Fighters and Army.
I had Food Fighters. Oh, I had every Food Fighter.
Every Food Fighter?
I had every Food Fighter and all the accessories and vehicles.
He had Dave Grohl.
Wow.
He had
all
Taylor, whatever his last name is.
We had the pizza and the taco and
the pizza was disgusting.
Yeah.
No, well, they're all filthy. They all those filthy rubber faces.
Yes.
They're disturbing.
And they had that weird rubbery smell.
They had the weird rubbery smell. They had little like man's noses. I didn't like that. There's the chicken bone. And the face was on the bone part, so he had this, like, big bottom. And he had this little, like, angry, cruel man's face on the little bone at the top.
Well, you know, if they did it the other way around, he probably wouldn't be able to stand up.
That's a good point. Maybe they could have made two.
Oh, but
they would have given him really fatty legs.
Was he called Bonehead?
I can't remember. Okay. He's probably, like, Sergeant Drumstick or something like that.
Something really, really creative.
He better have been a colonel. Are there still colonels in the military? Is that a thing?
Yeah,
that's the thing.
Okay, well, I hope he was a colonel. Colonel Chicken.
What about army ants?
I had army ants. I had tons of army ants. I liked them. I liked chewing on the rubber parts.
You mean the butts?
Yeah, that was weird.
It was soothing.
How old were you when you had these?
I probably would have been 7.
He still enjoys chewing on them today. You would if you had them.
I probably do. I chew on a lot of things.
Although, you would probably want to clean them first.
What do you mean?
Well, you had your, 10-year-old saliva on it.
But it's not my saliva. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not going to affect me. It's like your own urine.
I think it still affects you. Try licking lick your hand. Just wipe it off.
Uh-huh.
Wait like 10 seconds and then smell it.
I know that smell.
Yeah.
What does that smell like?
Vomit. Mine.
Oh,
in my mouth.
Really?
Like bile.
Smells like chicken shit.
What about that watch smell?
Ugh.
I miss that.
Tom and I were talking about watches the other day and how, I really, really like the idea of watches, and
sure.
I kind of like having one as opposed to pulling out your phone or whatever, but I haven't worn one in probably 10 years.
No one needs them anymore.
No.
Yeah.
I kind of like it, because like, you have some people who are really into pocket watches still, and I think that's ridiculous, because, you know, history's moved on, and now everyone has a pocket watch. It's called a cell phone, and it's cool. I like that.
Watches are good. We can get chains attaching the cell phones to our pants.
Oh, maybe.
Well,
oh, that'd be great.
You know,
I'd be into that.
We should
like
go back.
Old zip line.
You guys, this is what we got to do. Let's go back in time, like Marty McFly, and go back to cowboy days.
Marmalade McFly.
Go back to cowboy days, whenever that was. I have no idea. And we'll invent pocket watches that have little games in them. What do you think?
Well, okay.
All a cowboy's mind.
But not electronic games.
Well, no. It would have to be like the ball inside of the maze.
Sure.
You know?
Or the guy with the magnetic beard.
That's not bad.
That could work.
Yeah. Games that would boggle pioneers.
Maybe boggle.
Bring back classic board games. Travel on a pocket watch.
Yeah.
Operation.
Pocket check.
Great. Man, we could make so much money with time machines.
Except you'd have to call it cocksucking operation.
That's something completely different.
Oh.
Man.
So, I don't.
Game based version of Oregon Trail. That's what you give them.
Oh, they don't want to play that. That's too close to home.
No, but then they're like.
Cowboys don't.
It's like educational for their actual life rather than like telling some kids about stupid history.
Edutainment.
It'd be like a brutal documentary for them.
Yeah.
It'd be depressing.
Okay, you guys aren't familiar with the documentary format, but this is what it would feel like.
Oh, goodness.
So I went and got some Beatles.
Oh, yeah? Did you buy them in mono?
Yes, I did.
Yeah?
You bought the Beatles?
It's public domain now, right?
Yeah, totally.
You don't have to pay for it. It's
No, right. no, it's like, it's like Canton Races.
It's 30 years old, that's enough, right?
Sure.
Once any two members of a band are dead, the entire catalog.
I'm pretty close to outnumbering them, you know. And plus, you know, if they wanted to fight me over it, I'm pretty sure I could take them both.
Ringo?
Yes.
Ringo's got strong arms.
He's diminutive.
Ringo looks like a thug. Ringo still looks like a thug.
He looks tough. Also, some of his foppishness is like a persona.
Yeah.
Really?
He's kind of a...
You think he's a hard case?
Well, yeah, I think he's kind of like, he's a bit of a dandy, but he'll kill you.
Wasn't there a Rob Liefeld character?
Tom Baker, Doctor Who.
Wasn't there a Rob Liefeld character called Hard Case?
Probably.
That was not worth interrupting your Doctor Who comment.
You brought up head on. I'm like,
was he a Rob Liefeld character?
Man, head on, crack me up.
Apply directly to your tongue, why not? What happens if you put it on your balls?
Yeah. Balls on.
I wonder if anyone's tried that. Balls out.
Is head on supposed to stop headaches? Is that what that's for?
Yeah. Well, it was. Oh. And then I thought it was just meth.
Is it stopped working?
No, but it is crystal meth, so.
Oh, my goodness.
Can't sell it anymore. That's not true. Oh, my God. That's so not true. I don't know what it is.
So, you know how, like, that...
Lipstick?
Just glue. You know, that ad told you 100 times in 10 seconds, like, what to do with it, right? And they were just like, you want
to
make sure you know.
Not
entirely related to that, but I was watching an ad. I was watching a foreign stream of a hockey game. Foreign being, it was from the United States. It was like NHL Network or something. So the ads were all different, and there was like this credit report infomercial kind of ad that came on. We don't really have those in Canada, I don't think. We don't have a lot of those. We just have
infomercials.
But it wasn't an infomercial. It was just like a regular TV commercial, but you know, it's one of those ones where it's like, phone this, and the number was Oh shit, it was a website called Triple Score. Yeah, it was Triple Score, and everyone was like, they kept saying Triple Score, why is it called Triple Score? And they just kept saying it, and there's TripleScore.com, and they're holding up signs with it on it and everything. And then throughout the whole ad, there was like an overlay subtitle thing that just said TripleScore99.com. Like, they had made the ad before they got the domain name. And it was just confusing and pathetic.
But we're talking about it.
We already spent $1 million on this ad.
Oh, shit. They didn't want to, like, redub it or anything. Or we can't find 10 more people to say these lines. Our budget is blown.
Available at geocities.com/businesses/financial district.
Find us on Alta Vista.
Scrub call. Hot box.
Lycos?
Black dog. He would go and fetch things for the people that they needed.
Oh, Dogpile.
Different.
Remember Dogpile? That was the first one that was like, throw away all your other search engines. This one does it all, dudes.
We search Metacrawler, Webcrawler, Alta Vista, Ask.com. I guess it would be Axe.
Did you say Axe?
I almost did. I don't know what happened there.
AskBodySpray.com?
AskJezva. For people who reverse the syllables.
What do you guys think about body spray?
It doesn't make me mad.
Makes me so angry.
I won't be using it, but, you know, it doesn't irk me.
Look, it's fine. It helps guys attract one-night stands that were already going to get one-night stands before they even had the body spray. So whatever.
But you're supposed
to... They've got, like, the grossest marketing, you know, where the guy wakes up and he's all, like, smelling his two fingers and then he's, like, smells his armpit and, like, ass.
Really, that guy just needs deodorant for his hands, that's all.
Yeah. He's a dip.
To get one, no, you want the other, ass.
Hey guys, try soap. but it's weird. Yeah. they say, like, you know, spray it on your chest and shit. It's like, well, my chest doesn't stink, does it?
I think that's the problem, though. They want your chest. You should have an odor.
And you know how, like, it's like if you keep using hand cream, your hands are going to dry out, you know, and you're going to need the hand cream. There's that whole school of thought of like, well, the more you use it, the more you need to use it, you know, because your body like adapts to it. So do you think people are going to start developing like middle of chest odor?
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Oh, man.
Neck BO.
Oh, you need the axe just to feel the holes.
Patch up your scent holes. Problems with my odors. Certain parts of me smell like they smell like deep, sweaty hair. And then other parts of me smell like Old Spice. So I just fill in all the areas.
Someone should come up with New Spice, am I right?
Classic Old Spice and Old Spice 2. Old Spice 2.0, there we go.
Oh, nice.
I'm sure someone pitches New Spice at least once a year, the Old Spice people.
Yeah.
No, I'm so sick of that.
That's their trump card. They're like, we can only use this once, and it's got to be good. You know, we got to... Yeah. You want to blow this
one. Yeah, when they're on the verge of bankruptcy.
Emergency, break glass.
There's a logo on there. So,
a binder in a safe.
How many times do you think the Old Spice guys have gone into a... Sterling Cooper style pitch meeting where the guys are like, look, you want to appeal to the young demographic, you've got to tell them it's fresh, it's new, it's New Spice. Mm-hmm. And those guys just get up and walk out. They don't even say a word.
What's going to happen? We're dying, right? We
got to go back to the guys who's going to show us, you know, a fisherman with a bunch of barrels, and the barrels are filled with spice, and he's like, yep, rub this in your underarm. Old Spice.
Yeah.
Is that what's supposed to be in those barrels?
I don't know. Spices from the Indian.
Yeah, he's a spice miner from Dune.
Oh, that makes sense.
The spice slice.
Is that, that's,
I'm reading Dune.
That's what that whole book is about, right? It's they're getting deodorant. The place reeks.
basically. But smelling nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The first time you taste it, it tastes like cinnamon.
Yeah.
And it starts adapting and tasting like whatever you want it to taste like.
Vagina.
Which, come on, taste scientist, flavor doctors.
Well, now all I can
taste. It'd
be funny if you're like, now all I can taste is cinnamon. Now everything tastes like cinnamon. Just like,
oh,
you can't get it out of your head. You're like, it's like a tune stuck in your head. Like, oh, fuck. So, no, it tastes like whatever you want. It's great. And you're like, ah, you get up all up in your own head about it. And you're like, ah, now all I can taste is cinnamon. It blows. And then you start thinking of gross things. And you're like, ah, fuck. It tastes like rotting corpses. It tastes like.
Yeah. You're all like eating things, just trying to get that taste out.
Yeah.
I ate like 5 strawberries and it's still cinnamon.
Ah, fuck. Yep. Steve, you ever read Dune?
I've never read Dune.
You ever seen
it's on my list. I've never gotten into it.
Have you seen the movie?
No, because I want to read the book first.
Yeah, that's probably
true. You want to read the book.
The book will take less
time.
That's
what I hear. I tried reading the book when I was 16. I haven't tried since. I've been waiting that long to see the movie.
And then,
can't wait to see the movie.
And then Sarah and I are both reading it right now at the same time. I was like, hey, you know, what book we should read you. I don't know why.
Are you reading the same copy?
Idea, but
are you sharing a copy? You're like, is it okay to change the page right now? Can I turn? No. Okay, yeah, go. just read it out loud.
I know how we got under reading it. There's this like mailing list that Sarah's on for like nerds in the Chicagoland area. And the idea is that it's supposed to be like, hey, more socially type nerds, like not your masturbating quietly in the graphic novel aisle at Borders nerds, but like
hey, come on, man. You don't have to like single me out here.
I'm sorry, Brian, I just used you as an example.
Oh, come
anyway,
on.
Yeah, the idea is that it's supposed to make, you know, like social events and like, hey, let's hang out and like have people who are playing like fun D&D, but not like the crazy D&D. And one of the things is they're having a sci-fi book club, and the first book for it is Dune, but you have to be, I think you only have like another week to finish it before you wanted to go. And Sarah and I talked about it, we're like, yeah, we don't even really want to go, but we'll read the book. So,
yeah.
Now we're both reading Dune.
It's Oprah, isn't
the
it?
The end.
You can just say it.
How many days left do you have to read Dune?
Like 7, I think.
Oh, okay. That's pretty good. But you could do that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm about halfway through. Sarah's way behind me, though, so we're not going to...
As she should be. 10 paces behind,
two
right?
2 steps behind.
To carry your train.
To carry my spice, which we call melange.
In the book, I know that spice runs everything in the universe, right?
Right.
Is it just, like, for cooking? Like, is it, like, just a delicious spice?
It expands your life, and there's, like,
really?
Kind of hallucinogenic-type qualities to it. Like, it's got some kind of quasi-mystical, spiritual thing going on. He doesn't really get into all the stuff it can do.
I'm pretty sure.
It runs the economy.
I'm pretty sure it's just. It's midichlorians, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always assumed it was some kind of like gasoline.
It was waffling.
Like, I assumed that they could like fuel spaceships with it.
Yeah, because the people that navigate the spaceships need it. So because all their space travel runs on it, it's pretty much just a giant metaphor for oil.
There's no spaceships. It's all just in there. It's just drugs, and they're imagining the whole thing, man.
Oh man,
it's just Trainspotting.
So
giant
hot.
Worms.
Well, and the other thing is that it's basically
it back
like worm poop. The spice is.
Oh, okay.
So they're all like, why don't we just go and kill all the worms? And people are like, we probably shouldn't do it for ecology reasons. But no, it's because secretly it's worm poop.
Hmm.
No, there you go.
Spoiler alert.
I mean, you use too much of it, it makes your eyes all blue. Like, all of it, even the whites of your eyes, get like iridescent blue.
Sweet.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
So, is that also a metaphor for, like, Aryan supremacy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally.
Okay.
It's all about that.
Huh. Sweet. Well, I'm sold.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this.
Check out this new book called Dune. Coming soon.
I think I'm going to start... at the sequels that his family is writing, I'm going to work my way backwards.
I'm just going to start playing the video games.
I read the backs of the covers of those at the bookstore the other day, just to see. I was like, so Brian Herbert, son of Frank Herbert, like Air Bear.
Herberger.
Well, what could these be? I gotta tell you.
3PO, what could these be?
Suspiciously cash in. Like, yeah, look at the Star Wars book. You know, where they're like, oh, hey, remember that one time when we flew past this one planet? Well, here's a story of Han Solo going there when he was 14. I don't care. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit about what Han Solo
before was he was 14. An interesting character. He's just on summer vacation with his parents. And it's just like it just turns into like a Dirty Dancing or something. Like this one summer at camp, this is what happened.
Han Solo Senior,
mm-hmm.
You're down here, Hans. Rhetoric Solo, and then people are like, oh, his middle name was Rhetoric. You know, it's canonical. Those novels are canonical.
Oh yeah, totally. I'll never look at the original movies the same way.
Oh man, it really expanded my view.
Yeah, now that we know that, like it really like it adds a lot to like. The original trilogy.
Okay, because you know, okay, when they're in the Mos Eisley Cantina, okay, you know when Obi-Wan cuts the dude's arm off? Like, that guy and Han Solo had been friends before, but over the years they fell out of touch and they didn't even know they were in the same cantina at the same time.
They're even further out of touch now that he doesn't have an arm, am I right?
He's out of time.
Oh! What about my hair? Okay, guys. Top 30 Beatles songs of all time. Go.
Oh, we're joking.
Evolution
number 9.
No, like
Rock on the Clock.
Okay.
Twist and Shout.
Free as a Bird.
Revolutions number 1 through 7.
Oh.
Okay.
So
you got the Drive Me Dizzy, Miss Lizzie. That's good.
Shout on you, Crazy Diamond. Holy shoot. I had like a hole.
Lucy's in disguise as Dustin Diamond.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. It was weird that they accurately predicted the rise of Dustin Diamond. So fun. Okay.
Well, no, they actually predicted that he's... They were the first guys to say he's the brother of the guy from the Beastie Boys.
Oh. Did they also start the rumor that that guy from the One Beers was also
Marilyn Manson? Marilyn Manson.
And that Danzig was the dad in Boy Meets World.
Dadzig.
That's right. That's not the name.
Yeah. Doesn't make any sense. My dad, Ziggy. I'm just getting those Beatles mono recordings and dudes are all like, oh, this is the best, this sounds awesome, and I'm like, fucking, I don't know, I don't listen to a lot of Beatles, and I've never heard like a whole Beatles, I was telling Phil this, I've never heard a whole Beatles album front to end, I don't think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so.
They're good.
Yeah, no, I believe it.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
Yeah, but which Beatles albums are your favorites? Is your favorite?
I like Rubber Soul.
That's your favorite. That's Phil's favorite too, I think.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I'm a big fan of your Revolver.
Mm-hmm.
Revolver's terrific. They kind of turn a corner there, and they go into some cool places.
Okay, so I'll download Velvet Revolver. Okay, just let me write this down. Velvet Revolver.
I'm a big fan of when Fish covered the entire White Album.
Oh,
holy shit!
I didn't listen to the actual White.
I like Fish.
Do you remember when they would do that when they were a band? I didn't actually ever listen to any Fish, but I thought it was an interesting idea where they would go for Halloween as a different band and they would cover an entire album back to front.
That's pretty awesome.
I think. That's a cool
idea. Would it just be live or would they sell this?
Maybe they would live, but then they would sell the bootlegs because they were basically the Grateful Dead 2.0.
Yes.
The Grateful Dead again.
With Shelley Long?
The Grateful Dead Alive.
Wait, what is that movie with Shelley Long about being dead?
Money Pit?
Yeah, that's the one. Her Money Pit really smelled bad.
So. I applied some new spice to my Money Pit.
That's right.
And that's not so bad.
Applied directly to the Money Pit.
Was it Private Benjamin? Was she killed at the end of that?
I don't know.
In battle? Does anyone see Private Benjamin?
That's the one with, oh.
I think that was Shelley Long, wasn't it? Oh, I'm mixing up with Goldie Hawn.
Oh, same thing.
They look exactly the same on the cover.
Bird on a Wire. That's all Goldie Hawn.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Goldie Hawn and Mel Gibson. My mom loves that movie. Still loves that movie, probably. Or the Big
Sounds
Easy.
Good. Sounds really good.
All right, so I will get Velvet Revolver, and I will download the Money Pit. Those are the best things the Beatles ever did.
Yep, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, that song "Money" on their album "Dark Side of the Moon."
Oh, really, okay.
Where they use the cash registers as percussion.
Oh, I like that.
Great.
Yeah.
You probably heard it on.
All I want to do is bang, 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 and cha-ching, take your money.
That's the beginning of "Are You Being Served," right?
What's that?
Oh, yeah. That's the cover of it, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Oh, man.
Are you being there? That show holds up.
Talk about her puss.
She would.
Man, and then Mr. Scherzer Humphreys would always be like, I'm so gay.
I loved him. It was, I felt bad for every actor on that show.
So
everyone looks so dirty.
Mr. Humphreys was played by Arnold Schwarzenegger in the 90s Schumacher version, right?
Yeah. Basically.
Mr. Humphreys, get it? Mr. Freeze.
What's good dinosaurs?
Oh, I get it.
With a hump.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Ugh.
Oh, I liked it.
On that.
Pretty cool.
I heard he wrote all those himself. All those one-liners?
Oh, I can believe it, yeah. I can follow you.
I always just imagine, like, on the set of any of his movies, where the director's like, okay, like, he's like, I got some one-liners here for you, you know, and the director would be like, hey, Arnold, fine, like, it's in your contract, you get to do one, like, pick one. He's like, oh, no, I do all of them, you know, and like, it's like, ah, fuck.
Put them on the blooper reel.
And they're like, okay, fine, and they just get him to rattle off all of them. They're like, okay, we're just gonna use one of these, right? Yeah. And then he, like, sneaks into the editing bay and, like, puts them all in. Because he always has
to... Remember when I told you I'd kill you last? Lie.
Hey, Christmas tree. I like bald head. Oh, no, Arnold, just one, please. Just because, oh, no. Oh, no.
No, he's a trickster.
Yeah, I think we're all pretty lucky that mostly they kept at him saying, like, titular lines. Like, you're going to die in collateral damage.
Oh.
I am the Terminator 3 Rise of the Machine.
You are the Terminator, I am Terminator 2. Because the only way that movie could have been better if it was Terminator T-O-O, right?
Yeah, it'd be great. It was just Terminator. Metal Hand doing the two.
Yep. Ghostbusters also.
Ghostbusters and Friends.
When's the relaunch of the Ghostbusters, original Ghostbusters with Tracy the Ape coming? I want a live action one of those.
That'd be terrific. I could see all the Judd Apatow guys going into that.
Totally. That is made for Seth Rogen and Jason Segel to do.
Yeah, I was trying to think of the name Jason Segel. He's perfect for it. And Seth Rogen could play the ape. That'd be awesome.
Anything I say would be racist.
Jonah Hill can voice the car.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Oh, yes. That'd be the best. Just put his face on the in the front.
Yep.
You're right. That's
just his,
CG. Just
his face. Sticking out of the front with the white makeup.
Yuck. Hmm? That'd be pretty nice, actually.
Yeah. It's going to be a great movie.
Oh, get on it.
Yeah.
I'd be wasting time making that Green Hornet movie.
Come
on. He should be making the original Ghostbusters.
Does anybody even know what Green Hornet is?
With a Japanese man.
Someone is actually crazy. Okay, there's a crazy guy directing... Either of you guys know who's directing Green Hornet?
Oh, yeah. It's Michael Gondry. Or Michelle
Gondry. Yeah, that's amazing.
Whatever.
Oh, that sounds good. I'll
it's gonna be Green Hornet dreaming.
Huh. He's just made of yarn.
You know, there's like the first half hour of the movie with all exposition is gonna really suck, and then the villain is gonna activate like the Dreamwave machine.
There you
Green
go.
Hornet,
yes.
And then the next hour will be great, and then there'll be like a final like, boring ho hum fight scene, and then he kisses a girl, and it's over, and everyone's like, man, why did they even have that first? first chunk and last chunk.
Well, they're going to have to do origin story, of course, how he gets his powers. Mm-hmm. Right?
His powers to cloud men's minds?
He was bombarded by radioactive hornets.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And gamma stingers.
Gamma hornets.
No, he can shoot the stingers from his fingers.
Oh, yeah, awesome. We got to totally reimagine this series. We got to reboot it.
Oh, man. I'm excited for this.
I know what it is. He has a bow and arrow, and he shoots hornets with, like, out of it.
See, now the hornets...
Like the Green Arrow? Hornet?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's like a mashup.
Now the hornets
know?
Look like us.
It's like,
so it's a war on terror.
It's Green Arrow meets Green Hornet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think that could work.
And Seth Rogen, and he's smoking pot the whole time. Get it?
Yep.
Oh, because it's so green.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
called Keeping It Green.
That's right. That'll be the tagline.
And then, like, it says, like, this Christmas, Chiba.
Sunny Chiba?
Sunny Chiba.
Sunny Chiba can be the villain!
Oh, man.
All right, well, I gotta get going to work, but thanks for filling in for podcast. I should have mentioned, Phil's sick. We did one
today.
Oh, I
didn't know what was going on.
Oh, no, this is all going live to internet. Everyone's listening right now.
Really tense. Oh, no.
I thought this was just a chat.
Yeah, that's why I didn't tell you, Steve, because I knew you were going to climb up.
I did climb up. I'll tell you
yeah,
what, though.
Yeah, come with material prepared.
Up your clam.
I've met Tom once.
Yeah.
I don't know who anyone's voices were. I didn't realize that I was still talking to Tom until about halfway through.
Who?
And I woke up. I woke up about 5 minutes before you called me, so.
Oh, okay. Who did you think
it was? I'm just rambling. You know what? I didn't mean to muck up the end.
Oh, I shouldn't have said nothing.
Oh.
Don't worry, I'll fix it in post.
Oh. Okay, thank you very much.
Could you insert song here?
Oh.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Then you just put in a song. You can put in a song about something we're talking about. Cut all this out.
And I heard this popping noise, and I heard this a couple of times, and what it is those concentrated juice boxes, those juice cans that you can make more juice from, they would just be full and on the floor, and they'd de-thaw, and then they'd kind of ferment, and the pressure would pop them open, throwing all that concentrated juice on all the carpet and on the mattress. Good God!
You didn't, You didn't keep your juice in a freezer?
This was my first year out on my own, and I fell to pieces.
Did you need a doctor to come in and be like, Steve, why are you keeping these concentrated juice cans? Are you saving them for special occasion? Bring a certain memory about?
That would have been helpful. I had my friends come in and take pictures and laugh, mostly.
Oh, man. They weren't your real friends.
I think maybe the worst thing about...
I used to take pictures and laugh.
But I think the worst about watching an actual full episode of Hoarders, though, is that the people... When a doctor does that thing where they talk to them about, like, hey, do you want to keep this empty Perk Plus bottle? they have to have, like, a justification for everything, because they get, you know, they feel very threatened. Their comfortable stuff is being taken away from them. So everyone wants to justify it. They have to tell you, like, they tell some story about, like, why this one thing is important. And it is just the most inane and boring story. Like, oh, well, a friend of mine had that same medication, and I wanted to save the name of it in case I ever need to go on that medication. So I've been holding on to that bottle, you know, so that I can tell my doctor. And the woman's like, how long have you been holding on to this prescription bottle for? Oh, 14 years. or like, you know, I have this dead wreath from Christmas. Well, I can't get rid of it because my one friend who gave it to me, she just died, you know, a year and a half ago. And it reminds me of our good times together. Like, it's a dead wreath. Like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, everything with an incredibly boring story. Like,
so it's a good show?
I don't know. It's worth watching once.
You don't want to watch it again.
I don't know that I will seek it out multiple times.
How different could the episodes be?
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Do you think there's people who are just like saving bottling their poop?
Well, the people that help clean out their houses, they only come for 2 days.
Oh.
Then they get 40 hours, and it's not enough to empty out their houses. Like, both of the ones that they talked to on the episode we watched, at the end of the 2 days, were like, well, I just got really uncomfortable with how quickly they wanted to throw everything away. So I'm just going to go with the rest at my own pace. And then, like, the thing at the end is, like, neither of them has completely claimed at their places now.
Of course not.
No, it's a lifetime of madness.
Exactly.
You can't undo that.
Come on, guys, you're making a killing off this TV show. You can't give them, like, a week.
Also, do you think that, like, before the crew showed up, do you think the people tidied up a little bit? Like, oh, shit, I gotta make it not look quite as bad because people will think I'm nuts.
Or do you think the crew comes in just before the cameras start rolling and just trash the place?
Oh, maybe.
Just, it would be better if we just knocked over this stack of old newspapers. Still be old rotting pumpkins over the floor.
I heard you like candy wrappers. Here you go. And they just bring in like garbage bags full of candy wrappers. And dump them off like, yay! And then like...
What if they're all just really good actors? You know? Like,
yeah.
It's all just completely staged.
That's kind of like... You kind of like have to have that skepticism about like every show on TV, don't you?
Yeah. Pretty much.
And it's always got to be like extreme examples so that people who are messed up are like, oh, that's not me. I'm not that bad.
Yeah, right. I guess I could be that bad, but I'm not.
Yeah.
I only have like two rooms that have been taken over by the horde of shit.
That's who She-Ra fought in the cartoon series.
Mm.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
All right. Okay. I gotta run to work.
I gotta go to work. Yeah. I gotta shower and stuff.
All right.
Okay.
Well, all right. It was nice talking to you guys. Okay. Thanks for recording a podcast with me.
Oh, it was fun.
Yeah, we'll do it again. And actually, Tom, tomorrow I think I'm gonna get you and Robert together.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I'll give you a heads up on that later.
Okay. Oh, whatever.
Steve, I'm sorry.
No, yeah, whatever.
The tribe has spoken. You are the biggest loser.
Oh, no. Okay.
No.
Just as bad as when Michael came in and shot both of those women. Poor Anastasia and Libby and also Steve.
Michael got his.
He took my boy right out of my
hands. Out of my hands.
It wasn't in your hands. Nothing was in your hands. Like, he didn't want you to touch him. He was like, Dad, you're weird.
You're not my dad.
He barely liked you.
We don't need the boy.
Mm. Yeah.
I like how that.
The thing is, Michael.
Like that again.
Yeah. I know. And that, oh man, that was. That was so maddening when that was happening because everyone was like, "Who's the guy with the beard? Who's that guy?" And everyone was like, "Oh, I bet that's Sawyer in the future because he has the same accent." You know.
I thought it was Sawyer. I was certain it was Sawyer in the future. I was 100% convinced that it was Sawyer in the future.
It might turn out to be.
I don't know, Tom, I don't know, I can't get to Tom.
Tom Friendly.
But Tom is with Ben, right? Like,
yes.
Yeah.
And
there's this whole thing that Ben was going to be Aaron, was going to grow up to be Ben, and Sawyer was Tom. Everyone had that
because Tom Sawyer.
Exactly, that was the thing.
That doesn't make any sense.
And everyone thought that, what was her name? Mrs. Clue? Miss Clue?
Yeah.
Everyone thought that she was going to be related to Mr. Echo. They're black and they're strange names.
Yeah. But yeah. It's K-L-U-G-H.
Mm-hmm.
Clug.
Yeah, anyways.
Alright.
You guys have a good day.
We'll talk Lost next time.
You too.
We'll talk Lost in February. No.
Okay.
As soon as Tom and Sarah are finished...
We're not quite caught up yet.
No,
we're
but as soon as you are...
Season 4 finale.
We'll get both you guys on here... with me and Phil and Steve, and we'll have a five-way horrible podcast that no one will ever be able to listen to, and we'll just talk about Lost.
We're just talking over each other. Wasn't that what the FPX podcast is going to turn into?
Yes, we will.
Okay, so the island itself, right, is an embryo of the new generation of man who will actually be part man from part land, and they're all serving to make it grow up, right? They're all the parents of this thing.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. But Penny and Desmond's son Charlie is going to grow up to be the real Charlie, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, just as long as we're agreed on that.
That sounds good. Definitely. That sounds kind of good.
I hope they do a Next Generation with all the babies, Lost babies. They got to do it.
Lost babies.
Okay, there's Aaron, Walt,
yep. Walt, Charlie, Aaron, Gian.
Oh, yeah.
Gian Gomeshi.
I would like to see Ben shrink somehow. So
that
Ben
that little kid
into a baby's body.
That little kid, man.
And now they explain it. He just wakes up one day and he's tiny and he's like got like a bullet through his arm and it's like, wow. Well, I lived through that.
Yeah, I think he did a word.
Guess I'm out of the
block. Oh no, he Ben should be like their dog, like a Scooby Doo or something. It's just his face, like that Basement Jacks video or whatever.
Yeah.
Just his face on a little dog
following
around.
I woke up this way after going into my secret room for one reason or another. Don't you think I have a plan? I always have a plan.
Oh, that was so disgusting. You guys ever see the Donald Sutherland version of Invasion of the Body Snatchers?
No.
Oh, the dog with a man's face, and it's the grossest thing in the world.
Hmm.
Anyway.
They sit on the dog's belly, like between all the teeth.
No, it's like they just put this, like, a man's face over a dog's head and has a little rubber tongue sticking out of the mouth, and it's disgusting. And they don't explain it.
Wait, is it
every other body snatcher just looks like a normal human.
Is it sewn on?
Hmm?
Is it sewn on?
The purpose in the movie is that it's like people are trying to pretend to be body snatchers, and then they see this dog and they scream. That's all that dog's there for.
That's weird.
I think it's like maybe they messed up the pod, and the dog got into the pod, and they kind of made a man dog.
Hmm.
Oh, like that movie, The Fly.
A man dog Pete?
Exactly. Yeah. Mm. Man dog in glory. Man dog in glory. Oh, that dog in glory.